Good morning, friends. This is Robert F. Turner coming to you on behalf of the Oaks West Church of Christ and inviting you to listen to our studies of these Bible subjects each Sunday morning at this time. Our post office box is 299 Burnett 78611. The church phone is 756-4493, or my own home phone is 756-4864, and we would be very happy to hear from you. We have a tract, The Study of the New Testament Church, which will be sent free of request, upon request, and are just happy to hear from you with regard to material in that tract or with regard to material on these programs. We've been studying with you each Sunday morning for the past 3 or 4 weeks on the subject of the church. And in our last study, we discussed the local church, the congregation of people, the visible functioning body of people such as you may see here at the Oaks West Church of Christ. Now, the local church, we found, is formed at God's direction. That is, God wants saints to work together. God desires that we work as a team. But the functioning of these saints together involves the will of the people. And we had a good bit to say about that in our last program. It sometimes turns out that those people's will is not what God would have it be. For example, in 1 Corinthians 5, we found that some of the brethren, the church at Corinth, were maintaining fellowship with someone they should have cast out. God makes it very plain that he will not fellowship those who walk in darkness. And this incestuous man, the case of 1 Corinthians 5, had certainly severed his fellowship with God. And yet the brethren there were continuing to treat him as though nothing had happened. And Paul says, now don't do that. That's wrong. But on the other hand, in 3 John, the 9th and 10th verses, we found that Diotrephes influenced the brethren in some local church. And we're not able to identify just exactly where it was. But he influenced these brethren to cause them to cast out of the church someone that was trying their dead level best to do what God wanted them to do. Now, these things show us that the will of the people is not always the will of God. So we've got to remember that when we're talking about a local church, we're talking about something less than perfect. We're talking about people striving, if they're doing the way God wants them to do, striving to do the will of God and function collectively. A local church involves a plurality of saints. One person can't be a team. And these saints must agree to work and worship together, work as one. This calls for the acceptance of direction and guidance. And of course, the scriptures provide the means for that, tell us the qualification of elders or overseers whom we may appoint to serve in that capacity. It also involves the pooling of our means and abilities, the putting together of the medium of exchange so that we may act as one. Now, that's just a kind of review of some of the things we discussed in our last program. I want to take you a step further in talking about the local church in the program today. Someone has said, and I think this is not a bad way to put it, the local church is a mutual aid society. A mutual aid society. It's a means whereby saints do God's will collectively, as we've already pointed out, but it is also the means by which they assist one another and help one another in the Christian life and to get to heaven. Now, this is a tremendously important thing. We'll not be able to touch it or cover it in any way, completeness or fullness that I would like to give it, but we'll do what we can in the time allotted us. If it's a mutual aid society, let's see if we can find something in the scriptures that would warrant such a conclusion as that. Now, in the 5th chapter of the Ephesian letter, verse 21, we read, "Submit yourselves one to another in the fear of God." Submit yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Now, the church has overseers, but these overseers are not a hierarchy. They're not an office that demands obedience regardless of what these men may say. That is, they're not lawmakers. They're simply there as direction or guidance for the collective function of saints. They're appointed in that capacity by the saints and are subject to the saints. But there's more to it than that. Submit yourself one to another suggests that we're all working together, even with those who are over us in the Lord, even with those who are our overseers. There is a mutual help that is involved in a congregation, even with respect to the overseers. In fact, we're told in 1 Timothy that there may be occasions when overseers must be reprimanded, when they must be corrected, but they're protected in that we're told, against an elder receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. And thus, some protection is given, while at the same time it is recognized that they could err just the same as anyone else. But then we go a step further. In the 6th chapter of the Galatian letter, we find this statement, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." Now, this is an important statement because it tells us that we're supposed to correct and assist one another in doing that which is right. To restore a brother who has done wrongly. Bear ye one another's burdens, so fulfill the law of Christ. And the law of Christ considered here is that we are to love one another, even as Christ also loved us. If a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one. Ye which are spiritual may refer back to the 25th verse of the previous chapter, where it tells us, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Those of you who see me doing something that I should not do, and you recognize that here is a mistake, an error, a sin in the life of Turner, you have an obligation to me. And that obligation is to come and say, "Robert, we believe you should not be doing that. We find something here that may affect your chance for heaven. Here is something that is in violation of God's will, and we hate to see this. And we want to do what we can to help you. And would you listen, let us lean on one another and try to help one another that we may correct this error." Now, I believe that's what the Scriptures teach. By the same token, I believe I have that same obligation to you. I have an obligation to you. It's not something I can just shove aside and say, "Oh, well, I don't want to get involved like that." Listen, if I'm a member of a local church with you, then I have an obligation to try to assist and encourage and help you to get to heaven. That's what it's all about. We can carry the matter further. We can see, as in the case we've already cited from 1 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, that sometimes this matter of correction becomes a very severe matter. And it's the members of the church that are involved. Look at this case of the incestuous man in Corinth. Beginning with verse 3, we read, Paul says, "For I verily, as absent in body, but present in spirit, have judged already, as though I were present, concerning him that hath so done this deed," that is, fornication, the incestuous man, "in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when ye are gathered together," notice that, "when ye are gathered together," this involves the saints at Corinth, "in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when ye are gathered together, and my spirit, with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, to deliver such an one unto Satan, for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump?" Now, Paul is saying the time can come, and sometime does come, when the brethren should get together and use their influence and the moral force that they have, and that's the only kind of force they can use. It's unscriptural and ungodly to use any kind of carnal force in trying to press or pressure someone into doing something, even if it's right. That is, if the thing that you want them to do is right. We have no right to use a physical force or a carnal or fleshly force to do that. But there is a moral suasion and a force of moral suasion that can and must be brought upon one another. We are supposed to help one another. And Paul says it can come to the point where you should treat one as though he's not in the group at all. Deliver him unto Satan is not something you can do in and of yourself. That is, he's already gone to Satan. But you can recognize it. And you can treat him now as a publican and sinner. You can treat him as one on the outside. And that's exactly what he's telling you to do. He's not telling you to be unkind to him. He's not telling you to insult him. There sometimes people become vindictive and bitter and sour in their attitudes toward one another. He's not saying that. But he's saying, do this for his benefit, that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. And when we go to 2 Corinthians, the second chapter, you'll find that this worked. And here we are told that Paul writes to the brethren at Corinth and tells them, sufficient to such a man is this punishment, which was inflicted of many, verse 6, so that contrariwise ye ought rather to forgive him and comfort him, lest perhaps such an one should be swallowed up in overmuch sorrow. So he says, I beseech you that ye would confirm your love toward him. This is the working of a mutual aid society. That's exactly the point. In 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, Paul says this, dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust and not before the saints? Now, he's suggesting that we ought to settle problems among ourselves rather than go to the courts of the land. Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matter? That's verse 2. Look at verse 5. I speak to your shame. It is so, is it so, that there is not a wise man among you? No, not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren? Now, what Paul is saying here is that in a local church, that brethren are supposed to help one another and solve problems for one another and to render some sort of assistance in reaching decisions that must be made. After all, we are all of such a nature that we're going to err here or there, perhaps against one another. There are going to be times when matters must be decided with some sort of judgment. Now, we are not the final judges, that's for sure. And we've already given you examples of where churches have reached judgments that were wrong. The Corinthians were wrong in judging as they did concerning the incestuous man, not doing something about his sin. The people where Diotrephes influenced them, that's in 3 John, were wrong in casting out a brother that they should have received, and they should have been encouraged by the fact that he wanted to do what the Bible or what John the Apostle taught them to do. Sometimes brethren make mistakes, but he's saying you must work together to correct those mistakes. That's exactly what this is saying. The local church is indeed a mutual aid society. It consists of saints who are working collectively to do the will of God in work and in worship. And to that end, of course, have pooled their means and abilities and accepted the oversight of the elders and so on. But it is also a group of people who are assisting one another, submitting to one another, correcting and restoring one another, even to the point where severe discipline may be necessary, but all to the end that we may help one another get to heaven. You should enter the local church with your eyes wide open, prepared to help and to be helped. This is one of the tremendously important advantages of being a member of a local church that belongs to Christ. But our time is up. Let us invite you to listen to this program again next Lord's Day morning at this same time. Remember, we're always glad to welcome you at the services of the Oaks West Church of Christ here in Burnet. May God richly bless you, friends.